morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 1 John chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. The Reverend Mark Keisling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 3. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just before our text for today, John pointed his readers to Cain of the Old Testament and stated that we should not be like him. Cain was the evil one who had murdered his brother, and John asked, why did he murder Abel? The answer? Because his own deeds were evil and Abel's, his brother, were righteous. The account in Genesis 4 tells us that Cain did not listen to God's warning that sin is crouching at his door and is contrary to Cain, and that Cain must rule over sin. Sin is the enemy. Sin does not want what is best for you, Cain. Sin will bring you destruction. And like the world, sin hates you. But Cain would have nothing to do with repentance and returning to the Lord. Cain had let his sin of jealousy and of giving into insecurity rather than resting in faith in God and God's security to rule his life. And we know the desperate measures that Cain would take and how sin would spiral for generations. In this little letter, John uses great language to discuss the difference of life in Christ and life outside of Christ. Contrasts like light versus darkness, evil versus righteous, life versus death, unknown and known. These things that would call hearers to remember the gift of life and salvation given by Jesus as a free gift. And to hear that call to repent of our sin and recognize our need to receive these gifts as things that only can come from God and nothing that we can earn. This text from John, the text from Psalm 34, and our hymn took me to a particular time in my life where I heard and saw God's grace on display in my life. As a youth, controlling my anger was an issue for me. My own sin, anxiety, insecurity, hormones, misguided attempts at displaying masculinity all played into a consistent temptation to act out my display of confusion and dismay at the brokenness in the world or my inability to measure up. I could tell you of many, many times where I lost my temper and sinned against God, against my parents, my friends, and many others. Maybe I felt that I had been wronged at times and felt that it was my duty to act out in such a way. Well, in this particular time, I felt I was wronged by a friend. It is one time in my life where I physically understood the saying you might know well, that I saw red. Physically, I was bothered by the situation. My vision was literally narrowed into, again, my anger with my friend that I felt I had been betrayed. So many things that came into my mind. I was definitely physically hot. I was sweaty. My brain was racing what to do. Flee or fight? Should I react in such a way that would demonstrate my hurt and frustration so that it could be known? I now could look back at this experience and many others and give thanks for God's work in my life through my baptism. What amazing, cherished, blessed gift that is. I can certainly can look back and repent of my sin, as no doubt in my heart I was committing murder against my friend. Little did I understand of what was happening in my life and what was happening in his life and what was going on, but yet was able to receive God's grace for me. It causes me, and as we read these, the lesson from John chapter, or 1 John chapter 3, to pause and reflect at how God works in our life and how the Holy Spirit does amazing things. I didn't do anything worse out of my passion or anger and spite in that situation. Was not doing anything painful? Sure. As I was growing up and dealing with new heartaches and new pains and new temptations, I was learning how not to take maybe matters into my own hands, but rather put them into the Lord's hands. And this, of course, become a lifelong endeavor. Sometimes we would feel like that growing up of learning to live in that those righteous robes that Christ gives us, there's sometimes those times of uncomfortable moments and times where we grow by God's grace. But God was certainly at work. God was at work in my life through my baptism. God was at work in nurturing my faith that had been given to me and been nurtured through his word. By God's grace, this incident happened on a Saturday night. And for me, thankful for faithful parents, that meant that I would be at church on Sunday morning. Yes, I was still hot with anger. I was exhausted from not sleeping the night before. But by God's grace and his work in my life, I was there. I was able to attend church where I confessed to God, "We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment." And I also heard the sweet words of absolution that my sin of murder in my heart and all my sins were forgiven in Jesus. I prayed to our Heavenly Father, "And lead us not into temptation." I was encouraged by peers who loved me. And I was welcomed by more mature people in the faith who had probably been through the same situation that I had been through the night before. I was welcomed by them, as it was baptism that had brought me into the church, that had brought me into that family of God who put that love on display. And they did this because they knew love, a love that the world does not understand and wars against. And this was not some theoretical love, but one that was put on display for us. And that perfect love and death and life of Jesus, that at the cross where Jesus laid down his life for us so that he would pick his life up and that we would have the gift of eternal life and life new on this earth. For this community of believers walked the talk for me. They had heard that word of God's grace and forgiveness of their life, and they would extend it to me every week, every day, and encourage me in my life in Jesus. They encouraged me how we would go about drowning the old Adam, the old Cain in our life, and to receive the gift of forgiveness in Jesus. They would prepare me for those words of John that the world will hate us, but that's when we run to the refuge of Jesus. They created a buffer for me to fall back on when I was surprised, though, by the world and its brokenness. And in that, they showed me the love of Christ. Dear Christians, let us cherish our baptism. Let us cherish God's work and its strengthening of our faith in him. Let us cherish the community that it brings us into, and that by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we are brought from death into life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.